The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Susie Merchant. The Spartans are coming off a 25-9 season in 2015-16, advancing to the second round of the NCAA tournament, and they bring back two starters in all Big Ten selections, Tori Jankowska and Brandi Agee. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Would you please start us off with an opening statement, then we'll take questions from the media.
Well, good morning, and I appreciate everybody on the call being here and supporting women's basketball in the Big Ten. Probably just like every other coach, we're just trying to put the pieces together right now, and I've had an opportunity to have a handful of practices here and just feel really good about where we're at, but certainly are looking forward to the challenges of the Big Ten season and our first opponent come November.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now take questions from the media.
If you have a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Christy Winterscott with the Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Susie. How has the personality of your team evolved in the absence of Ariel Powers?
Well, you know, as I've mentioned before, I think Ariel was a great player, certainly a someone that was really talented on both sides of the ball. But as you mentioned, she brought a lot of energy and enthusiasm and passion for the game, you know, and that's a unique thing at the level at which she did it at for us, you know. So really, I don't know if we're going to be able to replace her specifically, but I think collectively as a team to really connect that way and to understand that, you know, we have to make up for some of those things that, you know, she brought to the table, her competitiveness, her passion, that kind of thing, and her commitment to the game. So, you know, I feel like it's more of a collective group effort. When you lose a great player like that, you're not going to fix it with one person.
And you have a lot of new faces on the court this season, four true freshmen and two redshirt freshmen. How have they adjusted to the culture and philosophy of your program?
You know, it's been a real positive thing. I think, you know, our opportunity when we went overseas, we had 10 practices in August and had an opportunity to play three games overseas. And not only did it include the freshmen, but we have two transfers, one from South Carolina and one from Notre Dame. So it made it seem like, you know, for us, an opportunity in the beginning just to sort of put some pieces together. But really, in the end, as you know, when you have opportunity to spend that kind of time together, that it just translates extremely well on the basketball court. I think we're further ahead than we would have been had we just started in October. So I'm really excited about that, and I think that was beneficial for this group to be able to play, one, without Ariel for the first time, and two, to be able to blend those new kids, not only the freshmen but the transfers.
Your next question is from Debbie Antonelli, ESPN.
Good morning, Susie. What has Tori added to her game, and who may help take some pressure off her this season?
Well, hi, Debbie. How are you? you know, she's been extremely committed in the off season. I think, you know, last year she had she was just sort of had an up and down year in terms of shooting the basketball, and I think she's really committed to being a more confident kid by getting in the gym more. I think she's definitely added the ability to play the point guard. She's watched a lot of film on Lindsey Whalen, to be honest. We've sent her a lot of film on that kid because I just think, you know, they have that sort of similar grit and toughness to their game and combination kids that can be a two and a one. So, you know, Tori's ability to hit that pull-up jumper, get to the rim, and shoot the three has certainly been something she's been able to do since she's been here, but she's really worked on the consistency piece of it in terms of her percentage all summer long. And then who's going to help her do it? I mean, we have a lot of kids that help. Brandy's a very good player. That's a really good swing guy. We have point guards now that can really create. She doesn't have to play that all the time. I think Jenna Allen had a great year last year. I mean, I think that kid has a chance to be extremely special. And we have added Taya Reimer to the group, who at Notre Dame had a lot of championship experience and has won a lot at different levels from high school to USA basketball. So I think she'll have a lot of help around her. But certainly, you know, Tori is a great player and will definitely make sure that she is getting the shots she needs to get for us to be successful.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Mike Carmen, Lafayette Journal and Courier.
Morning, Susie.
Morning, Mike.
Just what did you like about the new rules last year, and is there anything you'd like to see changed?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I would like the advancement rule, but I really did like that rule a lot. I was kind of skeptical of it in the beginning. You know, I felt like we were rewarding offense, and I know Debbie Antonelli doesn't want to hear me say that, but as a defensive coach, I wasn't too pleased with it, but I was really excited about it. I really thought that added a nice dimension to the game. You know, the other rules, I thought the one rule I would say that I missed the most that I think maybe we need to look at in another rule cycle would be the one-on-ones. You know, I think that having one-on-ones in our game definitely changed some of the outcomes. You know, it's a lot of pressure to put on a kid to make the front end. So I suppose if you have to make them, you know, you don't like them, but if it's a two-shot foul, you're happy about it, the rule changed. But for me, I really missed the one-on-one opportunities at the free throw line.
Thank you.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. Best of luck this season.
Okay, thank you.